This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday criticized the Congress for making false promises to the people. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi alleged that there is a growing realization across the country that a vote for Congress is a vote for non-governance, poor economics, and unparalleled loot. He said the people want development and progress, not the same old fake promises from Congress. Mr. Modi emphasized that the citizens must remain vigilant against the Congress-sponsored culture of fake promises. He said that the people of Haryana recently rejected these lies and preferred a government that is stable, progress-oriented and action-driven. Mr. Modi said the Congress party is realizing the hard way that making unrealistic promises is easy, but implementing them properly is tough or impossible. He said the Congress party's stance is badly exposed in front of the people. Meanwhile, the BJP demanded an apology from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi following Mr. Kharge's advice that the party's state units should make only those promises that are fiscally feasible. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that for the first time, Congress has acknowledged misleading the public. He said that Congress-led governments in Karnataka, Telangana and Himachal Pradesh are facing financial hardships in fulfilling the guarantees offered to the people. Indian and Chinese troops have started patrolling at the Line of Actual Control, LAC, in eastern Ladakh region. According to the sources of the Indian Army, patrolling has resumed in the Demchok area, which had been halted for nearly 4.5 years after a clash broke out between the two armies in April 2020. Patrolling in Depsang will resume soon. Both nations reached a consensus on disengagement after a series of diplomatic and military-level talks last month. Earlier, on the occasion of Diwali, Indian and Chinese soldiers exchanged sweets at various points, including Chushul Moldo, Daulat Beg Oldie, Hot Spring, KK Pass and Konkla. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of last month, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Depsang and Demchok areas. As per the plan, India and China have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive areas. Indian Army contingent departed for the 15th edition of India-US Joint Special Forces Exercise Vajra Prahar. The exercise is scheduled to be conducted from today to 22nd November at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, United States. The last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroi, Meghalaya in December last year. Defense Ministry said contingents of both the countries taking part in the joint exercise will comprise of 45 personnel each. The Indian Army contingent will be represented by Special Forces units and the US Army contingent will be represented by Green Berets of US. The Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE, and National Stock Exchange, NSE, conducted Muhurat trading on the occasion of Diwali, marking the beginning of Samvat 2081. Both the indices ended yesterday's special trading session on a positive note. The BSE Sensex gained 335 points, or 0.42%, to close at 79,724, while the NSE Nifty added 99 points, or 0.41%, to settle at 24,304. The pre-open trading session commenced at 5:45 p.m. and ended at 6 p.m., while normal market trading spanned between 6 and 7 yesterday evening. In Puducherry, Foundation Day celebrations for several states and union territories including Puducherry, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, Punjab, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Chandigarh and Lakshadweep were held yesterday at the Raj Bhavan. Inaugurating the event, Lieutenant Governor K. Kailash Nathan highlighted that Puducherry is evolving not just as a tourist destination but as a progressive modern state. He expressed confidence that in the coming years, Puducherry would resemble a mini-India. He also acknowledged Prime Minister Narendra Modi's initiative to celebrate the foundation days of states and union territories to promote national integration. And that is the end of this news bulletin.